USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff tells Fox News Sunday there's only one reason Special Counsel Robert Mueller didn't bring charges from the Trump Tower meeting with Russian operatives.
Because he believed that Don Jr. was too ignorant of the law to be charged.
Okay.
And because the Russians didn't deliver the dirt they promised.
Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on CNN's State of the Union on why the report didn't exonerate Trump from obstruction.
One of the main things that infects that report and makes it a warped report, page 2, the standard. You do not apply a standard of exoneration to anyone, whether it's a president in an impeachment. You can't exonerate. Exoneration means proving a negative.
Giuliani also said Sunday that the president's personal legal team has not produced a rebuttal to the Mueller report because they believe the public discourse since the redacted report's release so far has been in their favor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
An Easter Sunday massacre in Sri Lanka. More than 207 people died and hundreds more injured after six nearly simultaneous explosions struck three churches and three luxury hotels in and just outside of Sri Lanka's capital. At least some committed by suicide bombers that were followed hours later by two more blasts. At least seven people have been arrested. President Donald Trump tweeted, "The United States offers heartfelt condolences to the great people of Sri Lanka. We stand ready to help." California Governor Gavin Newsom sat down with CNN's Van Jones to respond to a question about the president's threat to ship illegal migrants to so-called sanctuary cities.
I'm proud of my state. We opened an asylum center to allow people at least the dignity of some stability and some encouragement that this is not who we are as Americans.
Last year, the Trump administration challenged parts of three sanctuary laws in California. A federal appeals court this past week ruled against Trump's challenge. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earth Day is tomorrow, and many people are turning to reusable products. And some places are now banning straws in an effort to save sea life. USA's Wendy King has more.
The bans are gaining momentum as whales and other marine life are increasingly found dead, washed up on the shores with stomachs full of plastic. Switching to reusable products has its own problems, though. Nicholas Malos is director of the Trash Free Seas program at Ocean Conservancy.
Getting a product to scale or transitioning to a new material can be expensive. They're seeing companies out there like Starbucks that have committed to eliminate the straw from their marketplace, investing in other consumption methods that replace that straw. So it can be done even though it is hard.
Biodegradable and reusable telescoping straws that you carry with you are now hot in the marketplace. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Yes, Democrats still debating amongst themselves whether to move toward impeachment on President Trump. On the campaign trail in Las Vegas, Senator Cory Booker says he's not there yet.
I do not think it's time to move towards impeachment. I'm about to tell you why. I do not think it's time to move towards impeachment because Congress hasn't seen the report without its redactions. Well, I want to go through the processes. I want to go through. I want to see it on the redacted report. I want to have Robert Mueller come and testify before the Judiciary Committee. And I want to make sure we see the underlying evidence. So I know a lot of people are already ready to, like, impeach. But I'm a guy that believes that this is not a partisan issue. This is a process. We need to follow a process to come to that conclusion.
This is USA Radio News.